We're learning here now the Sefer Mesillas Sharim. Today is December 26th. We are towards the end of Perek Tes. And once again, the topic of discussion is Zrizus. What we've been discussing until now is so what we are learning here is that when a person comes to live his everyday life, there are ways that the Yitzhahara attacks a person mentally and tells him, listen, it's not safe outside. I just heard that there's supposed to be the weather, supposed to be like rain, sleet, and snow, and ice, and the next couple of days, the next day, I don't know exactly like that. So yes, what does that mean to us? Does that mean, okay, we stay indoors, the next three minyanim, we don't go out to daven? That means we use our seichel. That we don't means that we don't run to the car. It means we walk carefully. That's what it means. Now the Yitzhahara tells the person in little ways, it's say, listen, you have to serve Hashem. So how are you going to serve Hashem? If you go out and you get a cold, you can't learn for a week. Better to stay inside. So here the Ramchal has been telling us, use our seichel, use our intellect, use the brains God gave you. And to see, let's do what's normal and to avoid any dangers. We're picking up where it says how Shlomo Melech tells us, Amar Otzel Shachal Badorech. The lazy person says that there is a young lion on the road. What does it mean, a young lion on the road? It's an excuse, it's dangerous, I can't go there. V'chachamim zichron levracha pirshu v'inin kimin chaymer. L'harois ad heicho in magas yiras hahevel l'hafrish ha'odam min hamaisa ha'toiv. The Chachamim have told us that such a type of fear of Hashem is not fearing Hashem. It's nonsense. It's no other way to describe it, it's just nonsense. It's a person who's fooling himself. Furthermore, V'amru Shiva Dvarim Amar Shloimei Ba'atzel. There's seven different things that Shlomo Melech said in regards to a lazy person. Keitzad Amru L'atzel Harei Rabcha Be'ir Leich L'mad Torah Mendu. Your Rebbe's in the city. Go learn Torah from him. What does this lazy person respond? V'hu Meishiv Oysam Misyore Yani Min Ha'ari Sheva Derech. I'm concerned because of the lion on the road. I don't know, maybe those days they had really lions. That it was a normal excuse. I mean, no one was going to use that excuse unless you were at Ohio. Where was that place? Right? Well, he left out those 52 lions and animals, whatever it was. Rabcha b'soich ha-medina, your Rebbe is in the country. Omer lahem, you know, I would love to go learn. However, misyori ani, shelo yehei ari bein harachoivos. I'm concerned that there shouldn't be a lion on the roads. Omer lahem, you tell a person, harehu b'soich beischa. Omer lahem, you can go learn inside your house. Im ani hoilich etzloi, ani moitzei ha-pesach n'ula. If I'll go to learn with him, you know what's going to happen to me? Called Murphy's Law. The door will be locked. Whatever you want, it's not going to work. I don't know who Murphy was, but I'm your lawyer, Pesuach. Who you tell him? The door is open. No concern. Don't worry about it. When he has no response, he has all the excuses in the book. Number 1001 are all used up. What does he do now? He says, is the door open or closed? You know what? I need a little more sleep. I want to learn. So how will I learn? You can't learn with your head's not clear. How can you understand? The Torah is so difficult. It's so esoteric. It's so hard to understand. So what are you going to do? Take a nap. Now these sound like little childish type of examples and excuses. So if we can bring it down to a practical application in our day, in now everyday life, I've never seen a lion on the road. You've seen lions on the road? No. I've seen lions in the zoo. We're not concerned about, right? Unless a person is so tippish to jump into lion's den. Exactly. A lion is traffic. A lion.
Broad Street that are more dangerous than lions.
Well, that's on Broad Street. That's a that could be. So the line is, you know what? Let me go spend time in fixing my car. Is there anything wrong with it? Nothing's wrong with it. But you get caught up in doing things. How many times do we spend just a few minutes on doing something? I'm talking about myself. And we realize, wow, an hour and a half just went by. And we look at it, oh, I just wasted time. How many times do we prepare ourselves? I want to have a productive Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos is, you know, have a whole long evening ahead. And you want to prepare yourself. And at 10:30, you look back, Motzei Shabbos, you're like, where did the time go? What did I accomplish? It's such an empty feeling. And the Yitzhar says, I got him. I got him again. He's mine. And then already Yitzhar has the plan for next Motzei Shabbos already. It's just one example. It's like you said, it's whatever it might be. Whatever it might be to cause the person not to do what his job is here in this world. Hol Manitov, it comes out as follows. It's not that the yira, the fear of Hashem, the incorrect fear, the phony fear, causes the person that he become lazy. Ela atzla geremes lo yishis yarei. Atzla, laziness, causes the person that he won't perform properly. Laziness. V'chol advarim ha'ela, all of these things. Hanisoyin hayomi yoyd aleihem. The day by day, the tests and challenges will prove. Mima shekevar pashit hu v'ragil b'roiv hamoin b'nei adam. Asher zed darkim kesa lomoy. That in the everyday life, the things that happen, that a person, if he uses his time properly and he gears himself and focuses himself, and as we said in the past, a person has to literally envision, at the least, I'm making money doing this. I'm running out to go make a fortune. Yesterday, I happened to have a few dollars in my wallet yesterday, and I was teaching up the block. I always like to use this mashal. I was explaining the importance of not just keeping the halachas of Shabbos, but appreciating that I have a gift. What did I do? I took out my wallet. I had some money in it. I gave one student some money. I said, here, this is for you. So I said to the other students, I said, how do you feel right now? So, jealous. Because she has something that they, well, why did I give it to her? Now, of course, she didn't take all that money. I counted to make sure it was all there. She didn't take it, whatever. It was a marshal to show that I'm giving you a gift. Shabbos is a gift. Shabbos is a gift that Hashem gives us. Not to the Muslim, not to the non-Jews of the world. So a person has to ask himself a question. Am I appreciating Shabbos? Or is Shabbos to me a time when I can't use my smartphone? I can't email? I can't text? This is what I was discussing. Is Shabbos to me a day where, you know what, in another few minutes it's almost over? If that's how a person is viewing Shabbos, then they have to tell themselves, if this is called a gift, I'm obviously not understanding the gift. Now, on a different day, I took the laptop that the school has, and I said, you know what? This would make a beautiful placemat. Nice and black. I closed it. I said, imagine this is your placemat. You're eating a little coffee and cake. You take your coffee and put it on top of the laptop, and someone says to you, what do you have there? Oh, you tell them it's a placemat. Said, that's a placemat? You know what that is? And you open it up. Wow, it's a mirror! Because now you open the screen so it reflects. You can see a reflection. So the person's amazed. Wow, it's a mirror! It's not a mirror. It's a laptop. It's a computer. You know the functions that it could do? You could Skype with your friend in Florida. That's what it could do. You could learn Torah across the country, across the world. A person doesn't know how to appreciate something. They don't treat it properly. So the mashal with Shabbos is the same mashal with all the mitzvahs. If Hashem is giving us a gift, and we don't appreciate that gift, we look at the gift as a burden, we have to reconnect and we have to tell ourselves, you know what? Something's wrong over here. Something's wrong. Why don't I appreciate? Why don't I understand? Look, when this barin has rizus, beir she'achshoyv ha'yoyis maspik le'ores ha'leiv, ha'chocham yechkam v'yoyis ha'lekach. The Ramchal tells us that we discussed to a point where a person can understand Zrizus when it comes to do a mitzvah. We go. We discuss the chitzoinis amar'ari of the pnimis. The external part of the person arouses internal aspects. When a person runs to do a mitzvah, it becomes part of him. As opposed to a person, once again, the marshal, he's on the basketball team. Instead of running down the court, you know, you ever have a teammate that doesn't know how to play defense? Right? It's a bad word to say. You know, you got to run back on the other side. You can't win a game with that defense. But what is he interested in doing? Shooting the ball. Because then he gets the points and he looks good and he enjoys. You got to run back on defense. You got to be part of it all. And when someone passes the ball to you, don't get hit in the head. Wake up, catch the ball. A person plays the game, he's not part of it, he's not going to enjoy the game also. The separate between the mundane, just the mashal, and the nimshal, if a person is going through the motions, Shabbos comes, okay, so I don't turn the lights on anymore. But what does Shabbos mean? Shabbos means I eat more food than I eat during the week? Is that what Shabbos means? Is that all Shabbos means? That I'm the first one to find the chalent, the meat in the chalent, you know, now I'll pass it to you afterwards? That's not what Hashem gave us Shabbos. That's not what it means that Hashem has a present, a gift for us. We're talking practically speaking here, right? Yeah. Okay. The point is, Hashem is giving us that gift. Let's not use the Shabbos as a way to get that sleep which we missed during the whole week. And that was it. That's not the point of Shabbos. Well, that's not the point of the mitzvahs. Says the Tana, Rotzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakos es Yisrael. Lefichach hir b'lehem toir mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us more merits. That's why He gave us more mitzvahs. We make a bracha in the morning. Everyone here, Shelo Yisani Isha. Didn't make me a lady. Are we knocking women? We're not knocking women. None of us here, none of us will ever reach the late Madrega of Sari Yimeinu. Rivka, Rachel, we're not going to. They were beyond comprehension. Yes, they were women. So what are we saying? We're thanking Hashem for all the mitzvahs He gave us, all the positive commandments that the women are not obligated to do. We're thanking Hashem for those mitzvahs that He did obligate us. The lady, she has her own job in life. That's not her responsibility. She doesn't have to put it on the film. We'll discuss in a minute, okay? That's not our responsibility. Shelo Yisani Isha is come to thank Hashem. The way we have to view mitzvahs is as a schus, as a merit. Let's finish the parak and we'll take questions. It's appropriate, says the Ramchal here, that to place the topic of Zrizus, of doing mitzvahs with zeal, with alacrity, with quickness, after the topic that was discussed of Zahirus. Ki al haroif lo ya'adam zariz. Because a person will not be zariz. Ki im lo ye zahir betchila. Unless he'll be zahir first. What does zahir mean? Zahir means I'm watchful, I'm careful. So step one is to be careful with your actions. Step two is to do your action with Zrizus quickly. You can't become Zariz, right? Unless you are first Zahir. Is that clear? You can't be act with zeal, with Zrizus, unless you're first Zahir. You watch what you do in your life. We discussed it. He did mention that earlier on this. But we're being recorded. But it's good to show. It shows that you're thinking in the right path, which is a beautiful thing. That you're on the right. That you're thinking the same way as the Ramchal. That he brought the same example you're bringing. That's wonderful. Take everything, put it in a positive spin. Okay.
Anytime.
Kimishala Yasim Liba Li Zara Maisav Li Zboinein Ba'avoida Mishpatel. A person that does not contemplate and is not careful with his actions and to serve Hashem, Shazuhi Midas HaZahirus, that's what Zahirus means. Watch what you do in life. Am I doing the mitzvahs properly? Kosha, it's difficult. She yilbash ahava v'chemda eleha. V'yizdariz b'tshukol ifnei bayrei. It's difficult to him to come to love Hashem and have desire to serve Hashem. Kihine oidenu teiveya b'tayvais agufnius v'rotz merutzas hergeloi hamarchika mikol ze. Because he's still attached to the desires of his physical being, and he runs rotz merutzas hergelo. He runs on its regular path of mitzvah sanashim lumada, of doing service out of Shem, out of rote. And he's just living his life, you know, like sometimes it's called the living dead. Is this person alive? Well, he's breathing. What is he accomplishing? What is he doing here in this world? Omnam, however, achashe kevar pakach enof, liro yismaysof, lizarbon. After a person opened his eyes to see his actions and to understand his purpose here in this world. And he contemplated the mitzvos that he does, the commandments, the averos, and the transgressions. Kasher zachayim, as we mentioned. Nakel hu, it'll be easier for him. Shiyosim in hara, to refrain from the evil, the yishtoikik el hatoiv, and desire the good, the yizdariz boy, v'zeh pashut, and he'll come to do the mitzvahs with zrizus. He'll come to the mitzvahs with simcha. We'll just conclude the parak here and the topic of discussion for the time being on Mesusa Sharim, because we'll be switching topics. A lot of what we learned might have sounded like beyond our level, above us. The first thing to realize is that everybody has to take from the Ramchal, from the words of Mesusa Sharim, on their level and build. And it's important to know what godless is, what is greatness, what is out there. So a person should strive for the greatness. You know, a person thinks greatness is only 50%, then he's not going to achieve that 50%. A person understands that greatness is 100%. Maybe I'll hit 50, maybe I'll hit 75. He'll try as much as he can. This is what the Ramchal is telling us over here in regards to doing mitzvahs. The first step we discussed, one of the first steps, is appreciate the gift Hashem has given us. Not to serve Hashem as a burden, but rather it's a schus that we have this opportunity. The fichach, as the Tana says, Dir b'lehem toiru mitzvahs, Hashem gave us a schus by giving us a lot of toiru mitzvahs. Why? Because Hashem says the Mishnah, Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakos, he wants to merit us. He wants to give us the schus to be able to serve him. We'll stop.